final round. Word says that we overcome the blood by the word of our testimony. So here we go, ladies. Let's start it off.
Okay, I think she thought she was sitting at the end, but then I came to sit next to her. So, but I did tell her she gets to finish first. So.
Okay, I gotta start. My name is Linda. And I enjoyed my weekend with God. Oh,
okay. Hi, my name's Gina.
What?
Oh no, I think it's better down here. I think it's. Ah! Okay. Hi, my name's Gina. Yeah. Hi. Okay. I was really nervous about coming because I was the baby of the group. But I met these amazing women, and I love them all. And, huh? Oh, well, yeah, that. Yeah. Okay.
When she was giving this testimony practicing, we were all like, what does she mean? She's the youngest. Like, we're all the same age here.
Said there was a big age gap, but yeah.
Excuse me, we are skipping Gina's testimony.
Okay. I'm nervous. Okay. Well, the past few years have been a lot, and I've just been saying stuff like whatever, just putting it off, not really caring about it. But after coming here and, like, opening up to, like, the Holy Spirit and God and everything, I kind of, like, I let him in, and, like, situations that I didn't think affected me really did affect me, and he healed me, and I was just really happy because I didn't think that could be healed because I didn't, like, know it was there. Okay.
I'm Katie. Thanks, guys. So I lied. It's not going to be short. I thought it was, but it. So initially, when we were kind of practicing, I was really bummed out because I felt like I didn't get anything. And I started thinking, and, you know, last night we dealt with a lot of issues. And I got a lot of breakthrough, and I realized, you know, that I was trying so hard to get my breakthrough. I was trying so hard. I was doing everything that I could do, and then this weekend, you know, looking back, I'm kind of like, that was really stupid, like really stupid. I should have just sat there and let it go. But basically, I got delivered from striving so hard. And also from a lot of, like, hurt and anger and bitterness, which is just, like, crazy insane because I thought it was just going to be part of me forever. But I think that's it.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm not from the Jesus Church. I go to Cedar Road Assembly of God. My pastor's here, my dad. I was counseling with my pastor when he recommended this to me. His wife goes just about every year with the ladies group, so she's quite involved. Both churches are involved together. And I moved here in January with a lot of feelings of hurt, anger, and bitterness. And some of you guys know, think back to when you guys were teenagers, young adults, you know, early 20s like I am now, and you know, you're trying to get your life straight. You're trying to find your self-worth, self-esteem, and the world tells us to do one way, but we feel like no matter what we do, we can't reach or have that breakthrough, whatever we're dealing with. And then especially if you throw in problems with parents on top of it, with, like, mouth, attitude, and you constantly feel like they're nagging at you, it brings you down, and you hit a rut that you can't seem to get out of. And when I came here, I had expectations for God, which is good to a point, but when you put God in a box, it doesn't work. and you don't have your breakthrough that you need to because you limit what he can do in your life. And when I came in with these wonderful ladies, I had wonderful fellowship, wonderful breakthrough, and just felt a refreshing of God as well as healing and deliverance that I needed, and am determined to walk forth with consistency from here on out.
My name is Allie. John 16:13 talks about the Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth. And another verse talks about how truth sets you free. I have been a believer since I was young, and I knew that my identity was in Christ, but I was still believing the lies that were spoken over me and spoken to me by the enemy, that I was worthless, that I was not enough, comparing myself with other people. But this weekend, I allowed the Holy Spirit's power to guide me into the truth that my identity comes from Christ and that I am worth it. I was worth his blood on the cross, and that I am enough, and that he created me exactly how I need to be, and that I am unique and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I just have been set free from fear of man and what other people think. And it is just amazing.
Hi, good evening. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I went to the encounter not really sure what my purpose in life is. And God has reminded me that this world doesn't own me, but I belong to Jesus because I was bought at a price, and that I was created to serve him and him alone, and that I should offer my body as a living sacrifice, because I am no longer under law, but under grace. Yes.
Good evening, my name is Lisa. My group always teach me, you should go to encounter. So what an exciting for the encounter for. I've been passed for 2 years. I keep saying me to go to encounter. I keep ignoring it. And then it just came up to my head that I think I have to go. What is the exciting to be about? And then Dick asked me for Friday night, what do you think for the encounter for that you were here? I have no idea. And she said to me, what? Learning to be in the encounter is... let it go, all the stuff that you're holding for yourself. Learn to get away all your anger, and you learn to forgive what other people did to you, that you're holding it to your heart. And it's good to be get away all the stuff that you've been holding for, and understand other people why they are not to be forgiven or forgiven. That is setting me free for the Lord, that helping me to ease all the pain that I've been holding things for a long, long time, that some of my family is hurting.
Hi, everyone. My name is June.
Hi, June.
Hello. I went on the encounter just with the expectation of meeting God, of getting in God's face, and just drawing closer to the Lord, and I had the time of my life. My relationship with the Lord has been renewed. I feel restored. I have struggled with anxiety and fear, and God just set me free. I just, being in his presence this morning, he just poured out an outstanding amount of his peace and his joy, and it's been a place where I feel like I didn't even realize I didn't have joy, and all of a sudden I'm just like, oh my gosh, why? Like, this is what joy is. So God just did such a work in me, and I know he's going to continue to do even more of a work in me.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
I knew I needed to go on this encounter, but I really wasn't sure, because God's already given me such a great gift by healing me of the miraculous healing that he's given me. And I really weren't for sure that I was going to go, but everybody kept saying, go, be greedy. So I said, okay, I'll go. And I went, and I was greedy, and I didn't know what to expect, but he reached down and he got deep-rooted problems that had been in my heart for over 20 years and took them out. And he filled me with love and peace and understanding that I've never felt in my life. And I'm so thankful for that.
Hi, everybody. I'm Marge. I think when I first got saved, I mean, I knew that the Lord loved me, but since I went on the weekend, I found out the depth of his love for me, which I never realized, and I also found out how important the Holy Spirit is to teach us things and show us things, so I was blessed.
Hi, my name is Mary Rose. Hi. Some of you here in the congregation know Miss Joy Sullivan. She has been trying to get me to go on an encounter, I think, since the last one in February. She knew something I didn't know, or didn't want to accept, let's put it that way. Over this weekend, I have learned to let go of the past that I thought I had forgiven, and I had not. I was holding it in, harboring it, and all it was doing was killing me. Nobody who did wrong to me has to apologize to me. They have to deal with God at their time. I need to forgive them and let go. And I have also learned that, you know, in my life, and as my friends can attest, I always say, man, I made God mad. And it wasn't that I made God mad. It was the fact that I didn't let God in and Satan was working. So that's what came out of my weekend, and I met some amazing women that I'll never forget. And this was the best weekend of my life. And thank you to the team. You guys, oh my gosh, it was crazy. And the food was utterly amazing. Just.
All right, here it goes. All right, here it goes, you guys. Hi, I'm Angel.
Hi.
Hi, Gabby. Oh my gosh, come on. All right. I've waited for this encounter for almost a year. I had a lot of struggles when I got here. God got me to Harvest. God got me on this encounter, and it rocked me like you wouldn't believe. I gained all of these sisters. The encounter was even better than I ever imagined. He who is in me is greater than he who's in the world. Keep pressing on.
Hi, I'm Jen. and what I got out of the weekend was just a reminder of how powerful our words are, or lack thereof. A lot of times you don't want to admit you have areas in your life and confess it, but when you actually speak it out and admit that you have those areas, that's when you have victory over the enemy. And that's what I got over the weekend. And then also, like, speaking those positive things, God's blessings over yourself. So that's what I got.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kelly.
Hi.
Let me tell you that this has been the best time of my life, having been hungry to meet the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful that I physically felt him. And it's just beyond you can expect, because when he touched you, it touched you in a unique way that you are. And every experience is so different. And when I've been there, I was, I'm a happy, lovely, like, bubbly person, you know? But when you meet those people around the world, you don't know that we carry some baggage, too. But we don't trust those baggage with people, because I don't want to put that baggage on you, because I know you have baggage, too. So, but this time, you know, I was open to let those baggage be it, like, just to share with people. And, wow, I'm new. And just let me say one more thing. It's the first time I have been in a room with so many great women, each of you are so amazing. And especially the team, you were like so open to let the Holy Spirit flow. And we are beyond grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Nadine. And none of you know me here because this is the second time I'm at Harvest, but I haven't been to church in almost 20 years. And I have an amazing friend in Jen Graham over here. And she really believed in me. And she knew I needed help, and she knew I had such a good heart. And that heart was broken, and it was hurting so bad. And there was so much anger, and there was so much bitterness. And I didn't know how to fix it, and I didn't know what to do. And she handed me a pamphlet in February. And is it Ed and Carol? Is Aaron Carol? They had talked to me a little bit about it. I had met them a couple times, and I didn't go. So she came, and she handed me another flyer in August. And I said, I think I get the hint. So I was the one that showed up and had no idea what to expect. I didn't even own my own Bible. And I just decided to go. And whatever was going to happen was going to happen. And that's all I could do. And for the first time, when I started singing today, and I was actually even singing to myself because I couldn't even get there, I felt all these goosebumps. And then when I stopped singing, because I was so amazed at all of these women and the power and the happiness and the joy that they were getting, and I wanted more of that. So I started singing again, and all those goosebumps came back. So I realized for the first time I felt the Holy Spirit. And I want some more of it.
Hi, my name is Cindy. Okay. Yeah, that's my resonate group. Okay. So this weekend was really refreshing to me, and God just worked in my heart, and I have poor self-esteem at times, and God just continued to remind me how he sees me, and that's the way I should be seeing myself. So it was a really good reminder, and he was also teaching me obedience. He told me 10 years ago to go on encounter, and I disobeyed and I did not go. And so he reminded me this summer that I needed to go, and I obeyed. And it just goes to show that God doesn't waste my disobedience. Like, he will still use, you know, me, even though I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So God's awesome, and it was a really good weekend, and I met a lot of new people, and it was really good.
My name is Samantha. A year ago, God put me on a path to follow. I wasn't sure about coming because I didn't know what to expect. The reason for coming is because I wanted to get closer to God, and I believe that I feel that he touched me while I was there, that I can't do this. I am very blessed that I decided to come on this encounter because I haven't been to church for a while. I worked all the time, so I didn't get a chance to come. And when I decided to move up here, I was searching for a church, and I couldn't find the church that I really wanted to go to. And this one just came out of nowhere. So I walked in, and it just felt like home, so I stayed. So, yeah, I'm good.
Funny. Hi, my name's Christine Kidd. Hi. Okay, God, give me words. Okay, God is so amazing, like all the time. I knew I had so much self-hatred and anger towards myself, towards others, but, you know, it was really anger towards myself, and I never really realized I was destroying the temple that God had created, you know? I didn't realize a lot of these things until this encounter. I came in February, and I was set free from a lot of things, but I wasn't honest in February, you know? And I wasn't honest about some things that were literally killing me. You know, this time, I wasn't planning on going. I thank the people that, or person, or whatever, that allowed me to, you know, come and, you know, sponsored me to come. And I found out how much God loves me and created me for a purpose and a reason, and that I'm special. Yeah. I remember Saturday night, and one of my issues was very harming in my life, for my life since I was 10 years old. And these ladies walked me through it. You know, the Holy Spirit filled me with all his love, you know, I mean, just all his love and forgiveness. And, you know, I landed on the floor. I was on a chair when I started the whole thing. And then I was on a bed, and then I was on the floor. Concrete floor, by the way. Which, mind you, I've done that before, but this was sober and everything else, so that wasn't, I wasn't too sure about that. you know, because I literally woke up to the fact, yeah, I'm like, where am I? What's going on? And everything else, you know? And, you know, I had Kim saying, you're here. I said, am I drunk? And she's like, you're drunk in the Holy Spirit. She's like, and I was like, wow. You know, I'm thinking, I'm like, this is really like the most awesome feeling I could ever have in my entire life. You know, I mean, ever. And, you know, I didn't hold back at all. I literally kept pressing on, and people kept telling me, there's more, there's more, there's more. And I'm like, oh my God, how much more? You know? I mean, but I literally was totally honest and just was like, I didn't ever think I could be that way. In reality, and he just gave me such a gift, you know, and I've always, you know, worshiped God and everything else, but I've never been so filled with the Holy Spirit and knowing that there's a purpose and a plan And my life is laid out, and it will be perfect in God's eyes.
Hi, my name is Luba.
Hey, Luba.
I really don't like talking in front of people. But I had no intention of coming to this encounter. Chuck and my mom made it happen, and I very much appreciate it. But I almost didn't come. I was trying to, I had no reason to not come, but I was trying to find a reason to not. My heart wanted me to come, but my mind didn't. And I'm glad I went. I finally got to see how much useless baggage that I picked up by not living the way I was supposed to, and how quickly that baggage can suffocate you and weigh you down, and it just eventually just hardened my heart, and I just wasn't open to hearing God's voice anymore. And this weekend I heard that that I'm not my mistakes, and my past doesn't have to follow me, and my mistakes don't have to follow me, and that I have a daughter from some of those mistakes, but she's my blessing, and she will, and she won't have to pay for my mistakes.
That's it.
Hello, my name is Zoya. Friday was my birthday. And Sunday, when I heard about the encounter, I was like, well, I wanted to do something special for my birthday, and going to encounter sounded like special. So, you know, when you reach a certain age, you kind of taking a look back and trying to see if you, you know, you had your dreams, you had your goals, and you evaluate if you met those dreams, you met those goals in your life. And I felt like I'm, you know, I don't have it all together. So at the encounter, God gave me new goals, new dreams. That I don't have to have it all together. It doesn't matter how old are you. Just spend time with Him, be in His presence, and He'll help me to be a better Christian, better wife, and better mother.
Hi, my name is Della. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all He done for me this weekend. Because I was so empty, but now God touched me, and I feel so full, full power, full, 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 full. Thank God.
Hello, my name is Lucena. And I received many blessings during this encounter. And God showed me again how much He loved me, and that I am His loved daughter. I felt closer to Him more than ever before. But the greatest blessing that I received during this weekend was that God set me free of a stronghold that I carried for 21 years. because of something, a situation that we had in my family 21 years ago. And that stronghold had me to be silent about my feelings and my deepest emotions. I just couldn't tell them. I just couldn't speak them out. And now that I am 7 months pregnant, I hadn't been able to talk to my baby or sing to him or read to him. I would get some baby books and trying to read to him. And my husband was helping me too, but I mean, nothing worked out. And I was trying very hard to talk to him, say something to him, but I just wasn't able. I felt like I didn't have any vocal cords whenever I wanted to talk to him. And then I had been praying God over the last 2 months that he would give me new words to speak out, words that I already knew in my mind, but I hadn't been able to speak out. And I got ministered there, and I was able to talk to him and to speak blessings to him. And I hadn't even been able to call him my son or my baby, only like this little one or this baby, but I hadn't been able to call him like that, my son or my baby. And I was able to do that this weekend and bless him and prophesy blessings to him too. So.
Hi, I'm Pamela.
Hi.
I've been coming here just for a few weeks now. On the second week, second Sunday, that I came, Dee came up to me after church and handed me a pamphlet on the encounter. And I really didn't know what it was, but the Lord spoke to me and said, "You go." And after my husband and I got into the car, I said to him, "This is scary. The Lord told me to go. And I don't know any of you from Adam." You know, nobody. Good. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, speaking to people that you don't know isn't always the easiest thing to do. And I knew the Lord really wanted me to go because the enemy would whisper in my ear, "You can't go because you can't talk to a crowd. And you can't go because you don't feel good right now." And so there was a battle that I went through to get there. Now let me say to you, for the past 17 years, I have been walking as a Christian, but I wasn't a Christian. Doing all the things that looked Christian, and I wasn't feeling it. And sometimes as Christians, we push things down in us and we build up walls. Well, the Lord spoke to me, and I use this analogy a lot when he deals with me. He takes me into an operating room and he lays me out on that table and he takes his gentle hand and he opens me up and he heals me from being molested and being raped and masturbation. The Lord healed me from much sin this weekend and set me free. And I was an aching, broken person, but I am so full of joy now. So full of joy. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hi, my name is Grace.
Hi, Grace.
This is my first encounter. Yes, wow. Yes. It's just such a blessing. I think I can speak for Dee and the rest of the team. How blessed, how we are so blessed to have these ladies, to meet all these ladies, and to just kind of know them personally and to just be able to spend a weekend with them. And I think one thing I could say for sure is that God's love is all over that place, that weekend. And one thing, be sure that they are loved, right? We are loved. We are God's princesses, right? And God's daughters. And you are all so loved. And we're just so thankful, Dee and I and the team, just very grateful for you all. And before I go on, before we say prayer, we have an offering bag. You know, some of the ladies here were they were able to come because somebody, tried to help them. It's called a scholarship fund. So if God puts it in your heart, if he lays it on your heart, because, it's just a blessing. You hear all these ladies, Yeah, and it's just the beginning. This is just the beginning, Isn't that right, Miss Pam? It's just the beginning. You see how young she is? See, yes. So if God lays it on your heart, we have, where's the bag, Chuck? Somewhere in the back. So yes, it's powerful, really. Yes. So okay. If put something in the bag. You see how powerful it is? So, you will be blessed. You will be blessed, The change, life-changing, for every person. So put something, okay, in the bag. But I want to pray a blessing over each one of these ladies. We love these ladies. We love them all. So, Father God, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. God, we praise you, Lord, and we just want to bless you, God. We just can't stop praising you, God, and exalting you, God, because you are a good God. So good, God. Hallelujah. And Lord, Lord, these ladies, Lord, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, Father God. So, Lord, let it be ingrained. Let it be, God, God, put it in the deepest part, Lord God, of them, Lord God, how much they are loved. If nothing else, Lord, how much you love them, God. Hallelujah. So thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the things that you are yet to do in their lives. Great things, God. Great things. things you have for each and every one of these ladies, God. So, Lord, bless them. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name, in every area of their lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for wholeness. Wholeness in spirit, soul, and bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.